Continuing on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin at the Mishnah. The Bnei Tzlafchad inherited three portions of Nachla. Number one, the chelik of their father, who had no sons, and he was entitled to a chelik of Eretz Yisrael because he was from the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Number two, also they received their father's chelik of Eretz Yisrael, which he was supposed to yarshin from his father. And number three, since Tzlafchad was a Bechar, they received Pishnayim, he was supposed to receive. From this Mishnah, we see the Yisoid that the Bas HaBein inherits together with the brothers. Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara. Rabbi Yeshia said we learned that the original distribution of land of Eretz Yisrael goes to the generation of those who left Mitzrayim. So if a Yotzei Mitzrayim had 10 children, they split one chelik. It's important to point out the general rule that you receive, those people only received a chelik of Eretz Yisrael if they were over the age of 20. Rabbi Yonasan says, the rights of Eretz Yisrael go to the ones who entered Eretz Yisrael, not those who left Mitzrayim. So if 10 sons entered Eretz Yisrael, they received 10 chalakim, as the Pasuk says, Li'ela techalek ha'aretz, Bamidbar Chav Zayin. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, the chalukah goes both to those who left Mitzrayim and those who came to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, those who were in the Adas Kairach received no chalukah in Eretz Yisrael. Daf Kuf Yud Ches. Many of the Bnei Yosef complained about their chalukah in Eretz Yisrael, since there were a lot of them under the age of 20 who got no land. The Torah records the complaints of the Bnei Yosef to teach us to be careful not to create an Ayin Hara on ourselves. But for the Bnei Yosef, we know that they weren't affected by the Ayin Hara. The chelik of the Meraglim of Eretz Yisrael were taken by Kalev and Yehoshua, who were the only Meraglim who were tzaddikim. The Gemara here learns this from the Pasuk that says in Bamidbar, Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Lamed Ches, Yeshua ben Nun v'Kalev ben Yefuneh Chayu. Yeshua and Kalev were the only spies to remain living. The Gemara says that the word Chayu should not be interpreted literally as meaning that all the spies died except for Yeshua and Kalev, because this is learned from a different Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Samach Hei. Rather, Chayu here means that the other spies forfeited their inheritance in the land of Eretz Yisrael to Yehoshua and Kalev. Daf Kuf Yud Tes. The children of the Mislainanim of the Adas Karach were able to yarshin land of Eretz Yisrael via the schus of their grandfathers, but not their parents, who were Chayta. How did the Bnei Tzlafchad have a schus to get Pishnayim, since Tzlafchad was a Bechor? A Bechor only gets Pishnayim of what the estate now has, what there's a Muchzak on, not what it will eventually get, Roi. Mara answers, they didn't take Pishnayim of the Karka, which he didn't have, but Pishnayim of the Metaltalin, which he did have. Mara says, Moshe knew that the Bnei Tzlafchad were entitled to Yerusha, because there were no brothers, but he needed to inquire with Hashem if they were entitled to the Bechera. He also knew that the Mekayshish Eitzim, who cut wood on Shabbos, was Chayev Misa, but he needed to ask Hashem what type of Misa he's Chayev to get. From these cases, we learn that Megalgalin Zchus Ayidei Zakai, V'choyva Ayidei Chayev. Merit is brought about via Tzadikim, i.e. we learn Yerusha from the Bnei Tzlafchad, and bad things are brought via Rishayim. We learn the different Misas, Chanek, Skila, and so on from the Kaishish Eitzim, is through this Rasha, we learned this particular halacha. If a person gives kavod to a Talmud, it's like giving kavod to his Rebbe as well. Others say you must show kavod directly to the Rebbe. When the Bnei Tzlafchad came to ask Moshe Rabbeinu their Shaila, he was teaching the halacha of Yibum and the pasuk of Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov. All of the Bnei Tzlafchad waited to marry late until they found a Ben Torah. Someone who marries under age 20 can have children till 60. If over 20, have children to age 40. If after age 40, they won't give birth. Daf Kuf Chaf. A miracle happened to the Bnei Tzlafchad, and even though they married after age 40, they still had children, just like this miracle happened to Yecheved, who is a Tzadekis as well. When it comes to Talmidei Chachamim in a yeshiva, you put the biggest Chacham ahead of the smaller one, but by a banquet, you put the Zaken first. By Shchutei Chutz, it says Zeh HaDavar, so the halacha applies to everyone. So too by Nedarim it says Zeh HaDavar, it applies to everyone as well. If someone wants to remove a chalais hektish on a carbon, he can go to a chacham for hatara, but according to Beis Shammai, he cannot do this. when a chacham is matir a neder, he uses a different lashon than a husband who is matir a neder. One used a lashon of hatara, and one used a lashon of hafara. Daf kuf chaf aleph. From the pasuk of Vayikra, perek chaf gimel, which says Vayedaber Moshe es Me'adei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael, we learn that Bezdin must announce and be kaveya Rosh Chodesh in order to be kaveya the Mayid of that month. However, Shabbos doesn't need to be nikva by Bezdin, since it comes automatically on the seventh day. Shimon Gamliel says, there were never days of festivities for Klal Yisrael, like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, since on those days, the Bnei Yisrael would all go out with the same white clothes, so as not to embarrass the poorer girls. They would go out for Shidduchim. Yom Kippur was a day of Simcha, because the day of Slicha V'Chapara, and the day of the second Luchais were given. Tu B'Av was so happy because it was the day that the Isser of marrying outside your Shevet was taken off. Reb Nachman says, it was a happy day since the Misei Midbar stopped dying on that day. Reb Masna said, it was because it was the day that the Haruge Beitar were allowed to be buried. In fact, on that day, they added a fourth bracha to Birchas Hamazon, the bracha of Hatayv V'Ametiv. Rabba and Reb Yosef said, it was the day they stopped chopping the wood for the Mizbeach. It was like a siyum of the great mitzvah. Rabbi Yosef says that this Gemara teaches us that it's worthwhile, as a minig, to rejoice when one performs a big mitzvah, i.e. when one completes a big mitzvah, he makes a suda. And the Ramah in Yeridaya, Simon Resh Mem Vav Sifchav Bav, says and brings this to Mukhi Yosef, and says that when one finishes a masechta, it's a mitzvah to make a siyum and a suda. Rabbeinu Gershom explains the Gemara differently than the Rashbam and the Mukhi Yosef, and he says that the task of cutting wood detracted from the people's time for Torah study. Then, therefore, upon completion of this task, they rejoiced because of the additional time now available to them for Torah study, i.e. on Tu B'Av. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol says, from Tu B'Av and on, the rays of the sun become shorter. So therefore, Mikan Ve'elech Maisif Yosef. Since the nights begin to get shorter, one should spend more time learning Torah at night. There were seven people who encompassed the whole world, including Mesushelach, the man who lived longer than anyone else. And finally, if someone wants to give his own value to Hekdesh, a person who is over age 60, his value is similar to one who is under age 20. Daf Kuf Chof Beis. Eretz Yisrael was divided into 13 parts for each of the different Shvatim, and the Urim V'Tumim was used to create the specific divisions. The Gemara says, in this world, if you have a field, you can't have an orchard, but at Elam Haba, every person will have a portion of both fields and mountains. And finally, in the future, Eretz Yisrael will be divided into 13 parts, including one part for the Melech HaMashiach. This is learned from a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Ches, which refers to the division of Eretz Yisrael in future times after the coming of the Mashiach. The Rashbam and Tosfos learned from these psukim that Shevet Levi will at that time also receive their own portion of Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah. The son and daughter are equal in Nachla, except that a Bechor son gets Pishnayim, only B'nichse Ha'av, not B'nichse Ha'em. A daughter gets Mezainis only from the property of the father, not that of the mother. The Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika says, if a man wants to make one of the entitled inheritors the sole inheritor, he can. But if it's to someone who isn't ra'i to be a Yerush at all, then his words are not kayim. Daf Kuf Chav Gimel. The Bechor gets double of what one of the brother gets, not double of what everyone else gets combined. In Bereshis, Perek Mem Ches, Pasuk Chav Beis, Yaakov Avinu told Yosef, I'm giving you an extra portion, which I obtained becharbi ubekashti, with my sword and my bow. The double portion of Eretz Yisrael, which Reuven, the Bechor, was supposed to receive, was instead given to Yosef, and hence his two children, Ephraim and Manasseh, each received their own individual portion. The Gemara says that becharbi ubekashti is not taken literally to mean with a sword and a bow, for a tzaddik does not rely on his physical strength and weapons to fight. Rather, becharbi ubekashti refers to Yaakov's prayers to Hashem. The Rashbam explains that it was through prayer that Yaakov was able to obtain Esav's birthright and his entitlement to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara asks, what did Yaakov see to take away the Bechera from Reuven? The Gemara answers, he violated the bed of Yaakov. Why did he give it to Yosef? Since Yosef supported him while he was in Mitzrayim. Truthfully, Rachel should have had the Bechor for Yaakov, but since Leah was Mispal, the Bechor Reuven was born to her, as we see from the Pasuk, Ve'enei Leah Rakais. She felt bad because people said, Lavan has two daughters, and Rivka has two sons, and Gedayla LeGedayla, Uktana LeKtana. Leah would go to Esav, and Rachel would go to Yaakov. Therefore, she wept over this fact and was Mispal as well. Later, the Torah says, children were born to her, Ki Snua Leah, because Leah was hated. This means not that she was really hated, but she hated the bad deeds of Esav. Eventually, Rachel was rewarded for her tznius, and Yosef, so to say, reclaimed the Bechera. Rachel was at Snua when she gave the secret password of Yaakov to Leah, and then, as we know, in the morning, the Pasuk says, Vayehi Babaker, Vehine Leah, when Yaakov realized that it wasn't Rachel, but it was Leah. A Bechor, who is the son of a Kohen, gets a double chelik in the Matnas Kahuna as well. The Bechor gets Pishnayim only on the land that improved by itself after the death of the father. But if the land improved due to good investments made by the Yusayim, he can't get a double portion of that Shvach. If they Yarshan Ashtar Chayiv, according to Rebbe, the Bechor gets Pishnayim of this claim, since this money is called Shvacha Dememela, and improved by itself. The Rabbanan say he does not get Pishnayim in this case. If a Dayan Paskins like Rebbe, the Psak is valid. If like the Rabbanan, it's also valid, since it's a Suffolk, if we Paskin like Rebbe, only Neged a Yochid, or even Neged a Rabbim. Rabbi Yechanan says you can't Paskin like Rebbe, since Halacha ke Rebbe mechavere, we Paskin like Rebbe when he argues against one of his friends, but we do not Paskin like Rebbe v'loy mechaverof, we don't Paskin like him when he Paskins against a group of people, i.e. the Rabbanan like here. Whether the Bechor gets Pishnayim, if it's a milva or not, that's a machlekes. But by Ribbis, he doesn't get double, because it's money the father never had. Daf Kuf Chaf Hei. For land, we say that a father is more of a muchsuk than by money. Or it brings down a case where a man said, I want my property to go to my grandmother, and afterwards, when she dies, to my Yerush. He had a married daughter who died while her husband and grandmother were alive. When the grandmother died, the husband said he wanted the land, since he claimed his wife yarshened it, and therefore he's a muchsuk. Rapuna said, the husband gets it. Rabbanan said, he doesn't. From Eretz Yisrael, they paskin like Rabbanan, since the wife never was a real muchsuk, therefore he can't yarshen it. Rav Papa said, we paskin that a husband doesn't yarshen what is roi for his wife to yarshen, and a bechor doesn't get what is roi to yarsh, only what they actually have beforehand. Also, a bechor doesn't get pishnayim on a milva, even if it was a milva bishtar. Daf Kuf Chav Vav. Rav Huna says even though if Yusayimim improve property after the death of the father, the Bechor does not get Pishnayim in the Shvach, in what was improved by the brothers. However, if he states, don't improve my property, the Macha helps and he does get Pishnayim of what he was Meicha originally. However, if, let's say for example, they yarshened grapes and they already pressed the grapes into wine, then he does not get Pishnayim because there was a Shinui Maisa. They're not grapes anymore. They were turned into wine. The fact that they were changed from grapes into wine is a shinui maisa, and therefore he does not get pishnayim. And the brothers are kainet. Rabbi Yosef says, even if it was pressed into wine, the bechor does get double. He does get pishnayim. If the bechor was viter, he was meichel on the pishnayim of one of the fields, the mechila only helps on that one field. Rav Papa says, it means that he's meichel on all of them. That's how we paskin. We say yesh lo lebechor kaidem chaluka. The Mishnah: if a father says my son is a bechor and he shouldn't get pishnayim, or I don't want one of my sons to get any of the yerusha, we don't listen to him since he was masne al masha kasev b'tayra. The Torah says that the bechor gets pishnayim and all sons get a piece of the yerusha. Basically, what he did is he made a tanai against the laws of the Torah. Ashchiv meira, who gives less than pishnayim to the bechor, if he gives it b'lashon matana, then we say it's good, since he's not masna asha masha kasa b'tayra, he gave him something. But if he gives it b'lashon yerusha, then the tanai is no good, since it was b'lashon yerusha, it has to follow the clear laws of b'tayra, which says that a bechor has to get pishnayim. Gemara: if someone says hareat mikudeshesli, but with a tanai that I don't have to give you she'er sus v'ayna, according to Rameir, the kedushin is good, since the Tanai is batal, because he's masna alma shekasev batera. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the kedushin is batal. If a tumtum, was born. This is someone who was a Suffolk Zohar and a Suffolk Nekeva. And then they did an operation and discovered he was a Zohar. He doesn't get Pishnayim, since he wasn't known to be a Zohar at the moment that he was born, as the oldest. Tavkuf Chav Zayim. Rav Shizbi says a Tumtum also can't have a Bris Mila on Shabbos, i.e. to be Deicha Shabbos, since the child, when he was born, was a Suffolk Zohar, Suffolk Nekeva. And there's also no din of Tumas Leda by this Tumtum. If there was a chazaka that a particular man was a Bechor of Yitzchak, and then the father said someone else is his Bechor, Shmuel says it's a Suffolk, since we don't know if the father is stronger or the chazaka is stronger. But we say the father is believed for a Bechor as well as for Isser, generally speaking. For example, if the father says that this particular son of his is a Ben Grusha, generally he's believed. The Chachamim say the father is not believed for saying that a son of his is a Bechor in a case with a chazaka, or for any psul like a Ben Grusha. And finally, if one says to his friend, "You stole my Eved," and he denies it, so he asks, "Then what's my Eved doing by you?" And he answered, "You sold it to me or gave it to me as a gift." So we can square and get the Eved back. Daf Kuf Chav Ches. We paskin that since an Eved Kanani is considered like land, a Bal Chayiv can collect them from the Yosemin. Masha'in kin, he can't collect Metaltlin. Reb Nachman says, he can't collect an Eved for Yosemin. If a person had Edus on the borders of a field, and he became blind, therefore he can't blind, it's very hard for him to testify, we say that he cannot testify even with a second aid, since he's now a puzzle. He can't see anything. Shmuel says he can testify through simanim. If he was okay, let's say, then he became blind, then he became okay again, all agree that he's considered a kosher aid, because at the beginning and at the end, he was able to see. If a father says something about his baby child, we believe him. Rabbi Yochanan says, we don't. Lavkuv chavtas. If a person in the same statement gives a matana of a sada to someone, but he didn't say that is for someone else, it's a machlekes if it works for one or for both of them. If a shchiv meira said, give a shekel, which is a half a sela, per week to my son, but we know that the son really needs a full sela, we give him a full sela from the estate. If he says, only give him a shekel, then we give him only a shekel, since we hold mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, and since the father says he wants only a shekel, then that's all we give him. And finally, if a person makes a statement for man A, and then adds the same statement for man B, if the addition was teich k'dei dibor, it was within a very short amount of time, then we say that it helps for person B as well. And the halacha is that any statement that was said teich k'dei dibor of a different statement, we say it's considered k'dibor dami, and it's considered part of the first statement, except for two cases. If a person made something into avodah zarah, and you quickly change your mind, then we say it's still considered an avodah zarah, because we're machmer by avodah zarah. Also, if a person said to a woman, Hareat mikudeshes li, and changed his mind very quickly in his man the time of teich k'dei dibor, we're machmer, we say that the kedushin is chal, and a get is needed. The halacha of teich k'dei dibor is as follows. When a person completes a transaction, or says some kind of edus, one is allowed a time span of a few seconds in which he can retract, which he can change his mind. That period is called teich k'dei dibor. And the Gemara in Makkos daf Vav Amud Aleph explains that the amount of time that we call teich k'dei dibor is enough time for a Talmud to greet his Rebbe with the traditional words of Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam, who says that teich k'dei dibor, the whole halacha of teich k'dei dibor, is not min haTorah, but is rather min Rabbanan. He learns this from the Gemara in Nozir, daf Chof Amud Beis, that the Rabbanim enacted legislation to allow someone to retract during the time of teich k'dei dibor, so if someone is in the middle of doing business, and his Rebbe walks by, he wants to be able to greet his Rebbe, he can still greet his Rebbe without forfeiting his rights to reverse the transaction. Next Hei B'Mirtz Hashem will begin on Daf Kuf Lamed, but at this point we will conclude our shir.